Okay, so the next thing that I want to talk to you about is value-based marketing. So if you want to build a purpose-driven brand, if you want to attract your ideal clients while adding goodwill and building trust, you want to focus on what I call value-based marketing. And this is all around committing to serving others first and making every interaction that people have with you, every time they see your name, every time they see your brand, every time they see your messaging, anything that's associated with you, you want to make sure that it's valuable. You want to make sure that you're actually helping people and helping them and leaving them better off than you found them. Okay, so you want to see yourself as a trusted advisor inside of your marketplace. You want to see yourself as an authority, as the expert, as the person that is here to help your people get results, and you want to actually care about delivering results, actually care about helping people. And this is the concept that I got from Jay Abraham called Strategy of Preeminence. And if you haven't heard of Jay Abraham, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out his stuff. I want you to really understand that the secret to really standing out and building influence and becoming an authority and really getting your message out there with power and purpose is to focus on value-based marketing. Because when you do things this way, you do not feel sleazy, do not feel like you're pushing people, you do not have to persuade or push or be hyped. You are leading with value and actually helping people, and now you have people coming to you, and through the serving, people naturally want to learn more about how they can work with you, and that's how you're selling as well, okay? So the mindset I want you to have every single day before you do anything, before you write an email, before you write a blog post, before you even post on Instagram, I just want you to think about, yes, get clear on what you want to share and your message and you're staying in alignment with your authentic voice, but really get clear on what's something that I can share right now to help my prospects get one step closer to his or her end goal. So I'm not saying that you want to solve the entire problem for them and just do everything right there in one Instagram post, because that's overwhelming, right? You can't do that. But what if you just woke up and right before you did anything, you said, what's one thing that I can share? What's one piece of value that I can give someone that will help them get one step closer to the end goal? And here's why this is so important, because when you focus on delivering value that provides a quick win and helps someone get closer to the end goal, now they look at you as an authority and they look at you as someone that can help them. So what I want you to commit to is just asking yourself, what is something that I can do? What is something that I can share? How can I craft my messaging and my marketing and everything that I'm doing to help my ideal clients or customers get one step closer to the end goal? Because if someone follows something that they learn from you and they get a result, even if it's a small result, now they're looking at you as the advisor, as the authority, as the expert, because you actually helped them before money was ever even exchanged. And their mindset is just like, wow, that's cool. I learned so much from this person in their free content. Imagine if I bought their course. Imagine if I joined their coaching program. Imagine if I went to their live event. And that's the belief. And you had this happen to you as well, where someone gave you value, someone shared something, you applied it, you implemented it, you resonated with it, and now all of a sudden you started paying attention to them. And you start looking at them as authority. Why? Because they helped you. And you can engineer authority. You can engineer this expert positioning by being committed and focused and dedicated to building your business around serving people. Actually care about your clients and your customers. And I cannot stress this enough. Actually care and actually commit to delivering real value that provides results and that helps people get from where they're at to where they want to be. That's the only way that you're going to win. That's the only way that you're going to build a long-term business that stands the test of time. So you want to create compelling content and really commit to creating compelling content that's specific to your tribe. Okay, so you know your audience, you know who you're serving, you know who you're talking to. Now, what are the problems that they're facing? What are the things that's going on in their mind? You want to enter the conversation that's going on inside of the mind of your prospects and put yourself there. That's how you're going to capture their attention. Because if you're just going and talking about how cool you are and all this fancy stuff that you have and what you have to offer, no one cares about that. So you want to first find out what they're interested in. Find out what's on their mind. Find out that nagging thing, right? What is that need? What did that want? What is that frustration? What is that pain that they're going through? And create content around that. And speak specifically. You want to laser target your messaging directly to these people, okay? And one thing that I want you to understand is that be okay with repelling those who don't resonate with your message or who won't be a good fit for your business, because they're not going to buy from you anyways, right? They're not going to get value from your stuff anyways. Even if they do buy it, they're not going to take action. Or if they take action, they're not going to get the desired result. So it's okay. And I highly recommend that you be intentional about only attracting the people that you identify as your ideal dream clients or customers, and be okay with repelling those who don't resonate with you, repelling those that you don't want to work with, because that is going to make you more attractive to the right people. Okay. So just overall, just really focus on serving and delivering value and helping people in advance, but also don't be afraid to tell people what to do and show them how they can learn more and get more help from you. Because that's the only way we're going to make money, is if you have call to actions. And only way people are going to take action is if you tell them what to do next. So let's say you have an offer. So maybe an offer to get your lead magnet, or to purchase a course, or apply for a strategy session, whatever it is. Here are some examples of how you can transition from the value and the content to the offer. So let's say you had a free training, maybe a free workshop. You can say something as simple as, okay, if you like what I covered inside this free training and would like more help, I put together a 8-week workshop that's going to show you how to XYZ, right? So just, if you like what I covered inside this training, so all you're saying is, if you like this, you will love what I have to offer, right? If you like this, there's more. So that's one way. Another one is just letting them know, you can dive deeper into it and let them know that, okay, I hope you like what I shared inside this. I hope you got value from this. And I could only cover so much inside of this short presentation, inside of this short video, inside of this blog post, which is why I want to invite you to blank, right? So you're saying, I hope you got value, but this is only a fraction of what I have to share with you. And I know I couldn't deliver everything that I wanted to inside this short period of time. So now you're inviting them to get more of your time, to get more of your help. And that's inside of your course or your free lead magnet or whatever it is, okay? Another thing you can say is, okay, so now this is just one of the steps that I cover inside of my brand new lead magnet or offer, whatever it is, which you can download for free, and you get them the link. And you say, if you got value from what I shared so far, I know you'll love what's inside of this. And this is pretty much the same thing I said before, where you're saying, okay, this is just one of the things that I share. And if you got value from this, if you like this, I know you'll love this. So another thing is where you're sharing things, you're sharing two truths, and then you have an assumption, right? And it's usually a question that you're assuming they may have inside their mind. It's something that I learned from Frank Curran, and it works really well on webinars. So you may say, okay, so you've been on the webinar with me for 60 minutes. You've learned my entire 5-step process to getting your message out there into the world. And now you may be wondering, how can you implement this into your own life and business so that you can start sharing your message and attracting your dream clients and doing the work that you love? And if this is you, I put together a special offer for you where I'm going to share with you step by step exactly how to market your message online and attract your dream clients without being pushy, without hard selling, and while being in alignment with your true calling, right? And that's an example. You can fill out, you can fill in the blanks. So you can say, if you've been on a webinar, you've been on this video, if you've read up until this point. So now you're saying, you're letting them know that they've been on this training with you for this amount of time. You let them know what they learned, what you taught them, and then you're assuming something, right? So now I'm saying, you may be wondering, and then boom. So this works really well, especially if you're on webinars. So what I really want you to understand is that you can position your messaging around value and still make sales and still feel good about making sales, because everything that you're doing is to deliver value. Yes, you share something in your free content, but if you believe in your offer, if you believe in the thing that you've put together, you believe in your coaching or anything else, you know that it's your duty to get it out there and have people enroll into it, have people take action on it. So throughout this, these are ways that you can deliver the value and then have a smooth transition into the offers and have people saying yes and signing up for what you have to offer. Okay, so now the next thing that I'm going to talk about is your unique hook. So your unique hook is the big idea that you build your messaging and your marketing around to capture attention and create desire inside of your ideal prospects. And this is how you stand out from the rest of the crowd and the rest of the marketplace online and create your own unique lane. So you want to have a unique hook because you do not want to position yourself as just another life coach or just someone else that's teaching people how to get leads on Instagram or another fitness professional or just another business strategist, right? You want to separate yourself, and your hook is what's going to take the focus off of you and just that title and that box that people try to put you in and allow you to build your messaging around the big benefit and the transformation that you deliver for people. So when it comes to getting clear on your hook, what you want to get clear on this. What is unique about your brand and the way that you help your clients and customers? What stands out about you and your message that's important and that you want people to know, right? What about the way that you do this, right? The way that you help people will help them get results faster or with less struggle or more sustainable compared to the typical solutions inside the marketplace. So pretty much just saying, what about the way that you help people? What about your solution will help people get results faster or with less struggle? And how you help them get results without doing what they hate? And this is a big thing when it comes to the hook, when you focus on the without part. So you probably see headlines a lot of times. So it may say how to lose weight without going to the gym every single day or without doing things. And the without is the thing that you know that's your ideal dream clients hate doing or they really don't like doing, right? Or they think that they have to do, but they really don't have to do. So how can you help people get results? How do you help them get results without doing what they hate? And think about this stuff. These are questions to really get your mind flowing and to really figure out what is it that you help people do and how do you help them avoid doing the thing that they don't want to do? And another question is, what is the number one most desirable result that you help people achieve? Or what's the number one thing that they struggle with that you help them avoid? So inside lesson worksheet, you're going to have these questions to really get clear on your unique hook, right? And I want to give you an example so you really understand what I'm saying, okay? So let's say you're a fitness professional, right? And your unique hook or angle is that you don't just focus on giving your clients meal plans and workout routines, but what you do is your unique angle is that you first focus on their mindset and helping them create a new sense of belief and confidence in themselves so that they can take action on creating the body that they want. So you start from the inside out. You start with the mindset and really getting clear on what's really holding them back from working out. What are the stories? What are the emotional baggage that they're carrying around that's causing them to eat like this? Right. So now that's your unique angle. Everyone else is just saying, okay, follow this other diet plan. Follow this diet plan. Do more cardio. Do more workouts. Do this and do that. And there's a great chance that people have already done all that stuff. They're spinning their wheels and they're tired of it. So now your unique hook is that, okay, yes, you help them with that. But first you take a step back. And you focus on what's going to create the real change, and that's the mindset. So that's your unique angle. And this instantly positions you differently than everyone else that's saying the same thing. So what's the big benefit of you starting with the mindset, right? So when they do this, now they can create long-term lifestyle change, right? They no longer have to jump from diet to diet, right? They're able to go after their goals and lose the weight and feel good while loving themselves and loving their body throughout the journey. So that is an example of a unique hook to where you're saying, okay, I know my clients, they feel like they're running around in circles. They feel like they're jumping from diet to diet. And they hate feeling like this. And even though they're trying everything, they're really frustrated about this. And I know that my unique way of doing things is that I first start with the mindset. And this is why this is important. And you lead with that, right? You lead with the long-term change. You lead with the pain that people have of feeling like they're always spinning their wheels trying every single diet. So that's a unique hook. Another example, let's say you're a social media trainer or social media coach, right? So your unique hook is that you help your clients quickly create trust and authority in the marketplace by focusing more on mastering their message and their market than they do on a specific platform. So with this one, the typical way of doing things with this is that people are just saying, okay, the secret to success is on Instagram. The secret to success is Facebook ads. The secret to success is blogging or doing these specific things. And they're letting people believe that all they have to do is master the platform. And then people are saying, okay, well, I spent all this time on Instagram. I spent all this time on Snapchat. I spent all this time on YouTube. And I still haven't broken through. Why not? And what you do, and you know that. So your unique hook, maybe the thing that you're really good at, is that, yeah, you help people with social media. But first, you focus on helping them create trust and authority in the marketplace by really understanding themselves and their messaging and their ideal dream clients. So you emphasize the importance of knowing your audience and knowing your message, knowing your market more than you spend time on the platform. So that's your unique angle. And the big benefit of that is that you show people how to build long-term businesses that are profitable and in demand without having to base their entire business on the success of any one platform. So imagine the people that put all their eggs into the SEO basket and then Google makes one algorithm change and they lost their entire business. It's hard for them to bounce back because they spent all the time just on the SEO, but maybe they wasn't building their list and building a relationship with that list. Maybe they weren't really clear on their messaging and their marketing. But if you are clear on your messaging and your marketing and you have a relationship with your community, with your tribe, it doesn't matter if you do Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or YouTube or blogging or anything. You have a loyal following that you know you can serve, and you know that will stick around with you because you first focused on that and you put more emphasis on that. So that's your unique angle, and that's what you're leading with. And now the people who feel like they're just tired of just jumping from platform to platform, tired of spinning the wheels, tired of being everything to everyone, now they're looking at you as that unique person. You stand out from everyone else. So have that hook, have that big idea. What do you help people do? What do you help them avoid? What are the big transformation? And you want to lead with that. So you don't just lead with, okay, I help you get leads. You don't lead with, here's how to get 6-pack abs. People heard that so many times that it doesn't resonate with them no more. It's just like, okay, whatever. Everyone is saying the same thing. But now if you lead with your unique angle and you answer the questions that I've shared right here, that's how you're going to have your unique hook. That's how you're going to stand out and have a message that really cuts through the noise and speaks directly to your ideal dream tribe. Okay, so I hope that really helped you. And the next thing that I want to talk about that I am in love with and I feel like is a complete game changer is frameworks. Okay, so if you want to package up your expertise and your knowledge, the best way to do this is to create frameworks that break down your ideas and concepts and solutions into easy to understand step-by-step processes that focus on results. Right? And that's the key. You want to create processes and frameworks and step-by-step ways of taking action that will create results, that will have the highest probability of getting someone results if they follow this. So if you gave someone this formula, this process, and they had the right mindset, they had everything else right, and they were the right person, if they followed this, they should get a result, right? If they were doing the work and they did everything correctly. And you want to have that confidence. So frameworks, it really is important, and it really helps you build that foundation for your free content and for your paid courses and programs. Because let's say if you know that you have a 5-step process, now you can just break down those 5 steps into 5 modules and break each of them down, and boom, now you have a foundation for a course or for a coaching package. So you may have a 5-week online coaching program. You may have a course, a training program online, digital, 5 modules, right? This is the foundation. So now let's talk about diving deeper into the frameworks. And I want to share some questions to help you really get clarity on putting together your own frameworks. So what are the steps that your prospects must take to get from where they're at right now, which is the current situation, to where they ultimately want to be, which is their transformation? What is the roadmap that you have someone follow if you want to ensure their results? What are the steps that you have to take on your journey and in what order? So take a step back. And the best way to figure out your framework, especially if you're teaching from your expertise and your experience, you're working with people that are in this position that you once were at, take a step back and say, okay, for me to get from that breakdown to the breakthrough, for me to get from where I was once to where I'm at right now and the results that I've created, what were the steps that I had to take? Or look back at your past client or the past people that you work with, the past people that you helped, what were the steps that they had to take? And what was the order? What did they have to do first? What do you have to do second? What do you have to do last? Okay, and have that in an order. And one of the things that's really going to help you with the content is getting clear on what is the first most important step that someone must take if they want to break through and see results, right? So now, once you have that, this can really help you create content because your content is just based around your framework. So you're taking the steps that people have to take and you're breaking it down and you're creating steps within steps. So in your content, you can create content around the different parts of your framework and then funnel people into your paid offer, which gives them the entire solution. And I'm going to explain what this means a little more right now. Okay, so you want to break down the framework into smaller frameworks. So think about this. Let's say you have 5 steps. I want you to take 1 step, maybe take the first step, right? So, and inside of this step, inside of this topic, so let's say you're a marketer and you're helping people grow their business, and what they need to learn is first their messaging, and they have to learn their audience, and then they have to package up their products, right? And this is just off the top of my head. The first one is the messaging, right? So what are the struggles and obstacles that people face when it comes to getting clear on their message, right? What do they have to learn or do to move forward and really get their message out there? What are some of the myths and false beliefs that people have around this topic about their messaging? And this could be about anything. So let's say it was about getting leads. What are the struggles and obstacles people face when it comes to getting leads? What do they have to learn or do to move forward and start getting their first 5 to 10 leads? a day, right? What are some myths and false beliefs that people have around this topic? Really understand that, really get clear on that. So let's say you're a weight loss coach and your framework is the first thing that people have to understand is the mindset. Second thing, nutrition. The third thing, exercise, right? So now let's say that we're going to choose the second one, the nutrition part. So you can create content around helping people understand what it means to eat right and help them overcome some of the myths and limiting beliefs and obstacles that they have around diet and nutrition. So let's say if you really did that, now you may be thinking, okay, what type of content can I create? And people are stuck a lot of times on creating content, but just here's how simple it is. Once you have your framework, you just choose one of the topics. So each day you can choose from a different topic, or you may have a theme for the month. Okay, now I'm really helping people with nutrition. I may be talking about the exercise, maybe talking about the mindset. But let's say we're talking about nutrition. Here's some topics: 7 healthy and tasty breakfast ideas that you can make in 30 minutes or less. 5 myths about healthy eating and why your current diet may be actually hurting you. Right? How to meal prep while on a budget. 1 simple mindset shift to help you lose weight without sacrificing all the foods you love. If I'm someone that wants to lose weight, all of these topics are interesting to me. But there's a great chance that I struggle with eating right because, yes, I want to eat right. But when it comes time to eat, I'm like, what in the world am I supposed to eat? How do I know what's healthy or what's not? I have this diet, but is this diet even helping me? I've been on this diet for 3 months and I haven't really lost any weight and I'm feeling sluggish. I'm feeling tired and I feel like I'm starving myself. So now I may see the second topic about the 5 minutes about healthy eating, and that's going to capture my attention, right? Because it's saying why your current diet may actually be hurting you. And if I feel like I'm doing this diet and I'm not seeing results and it's actually draining my energy, that catches my attention. So you have your framework and you really understand your prospects and what they're going through, and you create content around that that's speaking to their struggles, that's speaking to the beliefs that are going on in their mind, speaking to the things that people are saying that have to happen to get results, but maybe BS. You're helping them get results in advance and get new insight and get new ways of looking, and now this creates desire to learn more from you. Because if I watched a video where you showed me 5 breakfast ideas that I could make in less than 30 minutes, and now saying, wow, this is really helpful. I paid another coach $500 or $1,000 and I didn't even learn this, but I just watched your free video and I got this much value. I wonder how I can work with this person. I wonder what else they have to offer, right? And you just showed me one part of your framework. So now I'm curious to learn more about what you have to offer. And that's how it works. That's why I really believe in leading with value, because if you really lead with value that's on target with the conversation that's going on in the mind of your ideal dream clients, that's going to capture their attention, that's going to pique their interest, that's going to create desire and inspire them to take action with you. So using the same example of maybe you had one of these content topics, right? And now I want to share with you how you can transition from having that value and leading with that content into your offer. So let's say the video was on the 5 myths about healthy eating and why current diet may be actually hurting you, right? So let's say I did a free training, a free webinar about this, or let's say I just did a video about the 5 myths about healthy eating and why your diet may be hurting you. And then after I shared that, I could say something similar to this, okay? As you can see from this video, eating healthy is simpler and isn't as expensive as you may think, right? Inside my brand new program, Elite Mind and Body, I not only share with you a complete 30-day nutrition plan with more delicious recipes, just like the one that we talked about inside this video, you'll also have my complete exercise routine to help you burn fat and fast track your weight loss while eating food that fuel you throughout the day. And I also know that the biggest obstacle that people face isn't the workouts, isn't the nutrition. It's really their mindset around fitness and nutrition. And this is why you'll also get my Elite Mind Masterclass that will help you gain a stronger sense of confidence and self-love so you can become the healthiest and most strongest version of yourself in all areas of your life. So now you see how I made a simple transition from delivering my value, delivering my content, and I just did a smooth transition. And all I'm saying is, okay, you got value from this video and I showed you that this is simpler than you think. And now the people that want to learn more, now I'm saying, here's how you can learn more. Inside my brand new program, I not only share with you the nutrition, but I also share with you the exercise and the mindset. So you see how my content was so specific. I solved one problem. That's something I want to stress. You want to be specific and solve a specific problem for people, right, in your content so that you can create a win. You can create a new breakthrough, an aha moment, an insight, a new way of thinking. When people will follow what you said, and now they're like, wow, So now I did that, and I solved one specific problem. I talked to one specific pain point, which was the nutrition. Now I'm saying inside of my program, I'm not only going to help you with the nutrition, but also the other two things that I know that they need to get results, which is the exercise and which is the mindset. And this can be applied to you no matter what niche you're in, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're selling. You want to lead with value. You want to be specific with the problem that you're solving. You want to provide quick wins, quick aha moments. You want to create many mental breakthroughs in people's minds where you shift the way that they think, the way that they see the world, the way that they see about what it takes to create results, and now have them looking at you as that expert, as that authority, as that person that finally clicked through and made sense and showed them what it really takes to create results. And the people that resonate with that and they see you as the authority, the next question in their mind is, how can I learn more? How can I take the next step? I wonder what else they have to offer. And you believing in your product and your service and whatever it is that you're going to package up, now you're going to let them know, here's what I have to offer. So do you see how you can lead with value and make investing in your offer an extension of your value and desire to help them further? Or do you see how you can focus on serving people and also make an offer and do it while increasing goodwill, while increasing trust, and while just simply showing people that, yes, I'm here to help you, and this is how I can help you even further with my course, with my coaching, whatever it is that you have or that you'll package up, right? That is really what I want to share with you inside of this lesson about your messaging. You have a message inside you. You have value to share. You have something that the world needs, and you can package it up, and you can monetize it, and you can do it in a way that feels good and a way that really truly serves people. And I really want you to get that. I really want you to believe that in your heart, that it's your duty to get out what you have into the world. So here are the action steps that I want you to take. I want you to get clear on the big result or transformation that you deliver for your tribe. And then I want you to create your unique hook or big idea. So throughout these lessons, you should have an idea of who you want to attract, of your message, of really your identity, and what makes you stand out and what makes you you and that authentic voice. So you want to create a unique hook or big idea around that and around the transformation that you're going to provide for people. And then I want you to say, okay, now this is the transformation and these are where people are at right now. So what are the steps that people have to take to solve their problem or transform their life or the business or relationships or whatever it is that you help them with? And then I want you to map out your entire framework. And I recommend doing it about 3 to 8 steps. So between 3 to 8 steps, create a framework and brainstorm some content topic that you can create around your framework. So let's say there's 3 to 8 steps, choose 3 of these steps. And now from these steps, dive deeper into it and select some content topics that you can really dive deeper into. Okay. I really hope that this served you. I really hope that you got value from going through these lessons. I really hope that you know, and now that you have this clarity and this confidence, that you have a message inside you, that you have something that the world needs, and that it's possible for you to monetize it and do it in a way that is aligned with your purpose and your calling and serves others at the highest level. So go out there, take action, and please leave a comment below letting me know your biggest takeaway, letting me know if this is this helping you. If you have any questions, leave your question below. I'm really here to help you and serve you and see you do your best work. So take action on these action steps. If you have to watch this again, watch it again. And go out there and take action and just crush it.